The bearded dragon stares up at me. He's pissed off, and I don't blame him. Falcor's wearing his little metal studded collar, and I'm holding a leash which I feel might be a bit too masculine for his nature. He's not mine. We're together unwittingly. And he's more upset about it than he has a right to be. It lashed the shore with water, great sheets of it, grabbing at the earth, sucking at sand and rock. Within hours of her leaving, there was little hope. But they went on looking. Early in the morning, islanders were out, walking up and down the coast on both sides of the channel as two Creole fishermen searched the island of Quen. Texts and emails flew back and forth.
What did she think she was doing? What possessed her?
It's awful not knowing.
Do you remember her late husband, the minister?
She was flamboyant, wasn't she?
She was a bit too much. Everything she did was over the top.
I liked her. She taught my daughter.
She turned off the hose and picked up a scraper to remove the excess water from the horse's coat. Only then did she pause momentarily to look over her shoulder. Who's asking?
Reed Tellen.
Impatiently, she blew out a breath. And what do you want, Reed Tellen?
You.
Startled, she took another, longer look, tipping her head to the side to consider him. Is he joking? He'd removed his sunglasses, and his expression wasn't amused. It was assessing, maybe somewhat annoyed. She decided he was pissed off she'd kept him waiting, was just trying to get under her skin. Well, two could play at that game. Deciding to bite, she dropped the scraper back into the box and slowly turned around. Leaning back on the rail, she took her time looking him up and down, a small grin playing at the corners of her mouth.